Don't go. AFK on us.
Follow us online at checkpointxp.com.
Checkpoint AFK.
Hey, welcome into Checkpoint AFK on B-Pod Studios, the place to be for podcast discovery. This is Checkpoint XP's lifestyle show. From cosplay to consoles, we cover everything you care about when you're away from your keyboard. So, it's a little bit, this episode is going to sound a little bit different from our previous episodes, mostly because we are practicing social distancing and being safe from the coronavirus, and all of us have been working at home now for 5 days. And so joining me today is, of course, Callie. We've got Robbie, Norris, and Chad. So welcome, guys, into Checkpoint AFK. Appreciate you guys being here, and also appreciate you guys being safe and healthy.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting working from home. I feel like just like a month ago, I was complaining that I had spent all the time and money soundproofing this room and was never going to get to actually use my at-home studio. So in some ways, I feel kind of responsible for this. Like, I might have, like, not knocked on wood hard enough. Yeah.
A little vindicated here as well.
Well, for me, it's like I'm moving specifically to address my studio situation. So I mean, this may be how the show sounds like till, I don't know, 4th of July. Who knows?
You know, we're actually not the only ones. I saw that Conan O'Brien, his entire staff is working from home, and he's actually filming his show remotely on an iPhone.
Yeah.
From
Did you see John Oliver last week? It's like in a studio that is just like a white backdrop, no audience, and it is crazy to listen to because he's like trying to do the show as close to normal as possible, but there's no audience to like laugh when he makes jokes. That's got to be hard.
Oh. You should just have a Twitch audience to have the laugh track in there, so that way at least there's something.
Well, it's got to be.
Fallon did it from the crib, and I know The View hasn't had an audience in like a month.
Well, I mean, think of the wrestlers that are doing professional wrestling right now. Like,
yo, by the way, that shit is golden. I love watching wrestling with no audience.
I actually think it is. Now, the AEW this week was maybe not as good, and that may have something to do with the talent that was there. But I definitely think, like, no audience has weirdly improved WWE. The one SmackDown I watched had Triple H basically just like shooting on everything about the production. He buried everything, and it was hysterical.
Nate, I haven't watched SmackDown in probably a year and a half at this point, but on your recommendation, I watched last week's episode of SmackDown, and you are correct. It's hysterical.
It's so, like, I have not liked Michael Cole since
ever.
Since he took up a residence at the desk, right? Like, when he was when they would throw to him in the new gen era.
Oh, yeah, when he was
in the 90s.
He was the remote guy.
He was
Michael
fine.
Cole was great.
He was fine.
It wasn't great. He was fine.
No, exactly.
He was great. He did what he was supposed to do.
He was mad okay. He had the goatee. I was fine with it. We didn't have to hear a whole lot of him. But then once he took up residence at the desk, I have hated him. But him and Triple H, with Triple H just giving him shit the whole time, and him not really able to give it back because it's his boss, that is the greatest it's like the best episode of Undercover Boss you've ever watched, because Triple H isn't even trying to be undercover about it. It's fantastic.
No, it is really, it's really good. And I watched, 316 Day when Stone Cold was there. And he was trying to go through all the usual Stone Cold bits. And it was hilarious because he would go like, what? And instead of the audience replying, it's just silence for 15 seconds.
It's, oh my God.
And it is so funny.
It's been really great to kind of watch them kind of acknowledge some of the shittier parts of their own product, and I've definitely enjoyed that. It's become self-aware in a really fun way, but I wonder how long WWE can like maintain that.
But to your point about that dynamic, though, one of the things that has never been understood about the heel face dynamic at the caster desk is like, how come you don't, like, why is the heel still there week in and week out? Like, there's no reason for them to not get fired or something like that. Finally, they've solved that problem by putting Triple H, the man in charge, as the heel at the desk. I'm like, this actually works. Yeah. I like this.
It was genuinely funny. AEW this week was interesting because they debuted Matt Hardy and Brody Lee. So that was like the highlight of the entire show. But anyway, welcome into Checkpoint AFK. This is our show talking about everything kind of video game adjacent. And of course, with being so impacted by coronavirus, COVID-19, whatever you want to call it, just don't call it the China virus, because
that's mad racist.
Don't call it that. Even if that's what the president calls it, don't do that. It's way, way racist and super offensive. So I just wanted to get that out of the way, because I watched a press conference where he dropped it like four times, and every time I'm sitting there just grinding my teeth. But we also want to remind you that we're trying to figure out the best game of all time, and we need your help. Head on over to checkpointxp.com to find our video game bracket challenge to vote. Vote now through March 30th, and you'll register to win a Respawn gaming chair, not just one, but one for a friend of yours as well. So you can make your sitting situation while trying to wait out coronavirus a little bit more comfortable. Head on over to the website and vote now. It's actually a really cool like bracket utility that we've deployed on the website. So head on over there and check out the different matchups. Some of those are going to be really, really difficult to kind of like, there. I can't remember which game Metal Gear Solid was up against, but it was almost like a Sophie's Choice. So head on over, make sure you register. Register, win, vote. Be registered to win if you vote. Make sure you do that all over at checkpointxp.com. Coming up today on Checkpoint AFK, we're going to be recommending quarantine games to one another, and so in a off way, we're going to be recommending quarantine games for you at home as well, and then we're also going to be recommending some movies and TV shows as well. But before we get to that, we always like to start off Checkpoint AFK with some Apple Podcast reviews. And today we have the last of our Apple Podcast reviews that have piled up in February left. This one today from Devil Lancer. So, guys, what that means is that we're going to need you to head on over to Apple Podcasts, leave us some reviews, good or bad, whether you like the show or you don't like the show, whatever you think could be improved upon. We want to hear all of it. Head on over and find our podcast feed, Checkpoint AFK, on Apple Podcasts, and leave us a review. We'll read it live here on the show. So this is a 5-star review from Devil Lancer, who says this is a cherry new coat on a proven muscle car.
Okay.
That's a great title. That's a great title.
That's not bad.
You put some put some thought into that one. I
pizzazz, a little pizzazz.
Yeah. So it's been a while since I put my 2 cents in on this podcast, so here we go. After reworking the formula, our intrepid cast of chuckleheads are back talking straight and cracking wise about the culture surrounding video games. I wanted to wait to lavish praises upon this cast of characters until they had a few episodes under their belt and prove the upgrades worth shelving the old format. Mission mission accomplished. Not only have the original four up their game regarding their discussion topics, a couple of new voices have broadened the show's scope and depth. If you want video game culture, if you want a video game culture show to tickle your ears with the feeling of excellently produced radio talk show, look no further. Not a sour grape in the bunch unless Nate goes on a tear. This show is a fine wine aged to perfection and only gets better with time. Sincerely, Paul Bunyan, listening since 2006.
Wow. No,
Paul Bunyan, he's huge.
That is a long time listening.
Shut up.
I caught that. I got it. I thought it was funny.
No, it wasn't. But anyway, thank you. That was an amazing review.
Yes.
It was glowing.
Thank you.
Glowing. It was absolutely amazing. Almost none of that applies anymore because it's going right back to sounding like how it used to. So,
temporarily.
All right. But yeah, man, everything is changing for everybody, not just people working from home, for everyone. Like, I've been cooking every day. I had to, you know, you go and you pick out, you get food and stuff like that, man, and it's all carry out, and you get freaked out. Nobody's wearing gloves. People are sneezing. I've seen people, like, fight each other because people weren't washing hands.
I went out one time so far for groceries, and the Walmart that I went to was actually in pretty good, like working order, and everyone was, like, being real respectful. Like, there was a line. People were, like just to get in to, like, grab carts and, like, you know, use the wipes that were provided to wipe them down. People are, like, 6 feet apart, just taking their time and just being real respectful. Everyone's wearing gloves. I'm like, this surprises the hell out of me.
Yeah, we went to grocery shopping last week, and like you say, everyone's just waiting their turn in line. Everyone's gone out, gotten their stuff. Everyone's doing it right. And so Sarah and I are waiting in line, and everything is great, except that the person about five people behind us in line is coughing and hacking and it is a dry cough, and it's just like, everyone behind us but in front of that person is standing with the same like kind of stance where they're just like, all right, I'm not here right now. If I don't think about it, it can't infect me.
That's not how it works.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Yeah, and Skrull in the chat saying, yeah, I don't think society is broken down quite yet. No, I don't think we'll fully really get to that point. I think Italy has proven to be a special case. I mean, it's not even that bad in China. And China didn't fully break down. So I don't think we'll get to that point, but at the same time, you can't have 500,000 people sick and in the hospitals or in temporary hospitals. You just can't do it. That many people not working, not doing something.
There are going to be effects one way or the other.
One way or another. So, you know, I definitely have been following, you know, sort of like the economic and socioeconomic stuff around it, but I don't think we'll get that far. I'm trying to stay positive, and I see a lot of other people being positive too. So,
yeah,
yes, it's allergy season, which is confusing the hell out of everybody.
True. Yeah, that is also true.
Not fair though. It's Michigan. Every season is allergy. Just which allergy?
That's right. We go from pollen to mold, mold to pollen. And then back to mold.
Dust over the winter.
That's right.
In 2 weeks of ragweed.
Yes.
Yeah, and then 2 weeks of ragweed right around near the beginning of summer.
So we got lots to talk about coming up here on Checkpoint AFK, and appreciate all of you joining us live over at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. Coming up, we're going to recommend some quarantine games and movies and TV shows. Stick around. That's coming up here on Checkpoint AFK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Two regular beings who on their own are seemingly normal come together every Monday to combine into a trove of comic knowledge. Joining on the adventure of a lifetime is Robbie Landis and former editor of digital content at Marvel, Ben Morris, team up to defeat the evils of bad comic book opinions. No need to be a seasoned superhero. This podcast is for all who find themselves excited by the sight of superhumans. Discover not who they are, but who they might be. It's the other identity. Download at CheckpointXP.com or from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts.
Hey, this is Nate from Checkpoint XP, and I'd like to invite you to our brand new show, All of Esports, with myself and Weird Beard. All of Esports is a rapid-fire show that runs down the most important conversations in all of esports. Like, will the coronavirus put an asterisk next to the 2020 esports season? Or is Pokemon actually competitive considering seven-year-olds are winning tournaments? Subscribe at our website, CheckpointXP.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts.
Don't go AFK on us.
Follow us online at CheckpointXP.com.
Checkpoint AFK.
Welcome back to Checkpoint AFK from home. The from home edition. Making sure that everyone is safe and social distancing during this time of COVID-19 crisis. We want to thank you for spending your time with us here on Checkpoint AFK, whether you're joining us live at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP, whether you're downloading the podcast, or whether you're watching this on YouTube. We want to thank you for making Checkpoint XP a part of your media consumption patterns, and something that we want to make sure that we reinforce with you guys is that we are still going to be producing what content we can during this time of crisis. We're actually trying to find ways to produce more than what we already do, but we're also going to be following through on all of the commitments on all of our shows. All of Esports, our brand new show, is going to be impacted. We've got a special episode that we're producing this week for you guys. So that'll hit both YouTube and the podcast feed, hopefully sometime this weekend. So we're going to talk all about COVID-19, coronavirus, how it's impacted esports, how many esports have responded to this, and actually found ways to both play and broadcast their games. We're going to tell you about the ones that are coming up pretty immediately, and then we're also going to talk about some of the weirdness that social distancing can kind of create, ways that you can kind of cope with that. So we hope you'll join us for that on All of Esports. That's this week here on CheckpointXP.com. But here on Checkpoint AFK, I thought it would be a good idea while we're all not quarantined, but practicing social
self-isolating,
practicing social distancing, while we're all, doing what we can to contain the spread of this virus, that, this is a great opportunity for people to play video games and to, consume media. It's a comfort. Something that can connect us. A lot of games are played online. It can be a good social utility, and it can help kind of become a de-stressor. So I wanted to kind of have us recommend games to each other and kind of, talk about why we would recommend those games. And hopefully, the audience will be able to walk away with some recommendations as well. And we'd love to hear from you who are joining us live over at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. We'd love to hear some of your recommendations on what you'd like to see any one of us play while we are social isolating and social distancing and doing all that stuff. So does anyone want to kick us off? Does anyone have?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
cool.
I'd also like to add something to that too, really quick, because obviously, this is going to probably be going on for a few weeks, if not the foreseeable future. So it'd also be cool to be able to check back in if anyone decides to take any of the recommendations we make here today, whether it's us or our viewers, you know, in the chat or those listening to the podcast, you know, make sure that you're connecting with us over the next few weeks or months and let us know what you're playing and what you think of our recommendations if you decide to take it.
You can tell us how shit our opinion is.
Pretty much.
And feel free to do that in our Discord server or over social media. You can find links to all those over at our website, checkpointxp.com. All right, Norris, I heard you speak up quickly, so why don't you go ahead?
So, you know, I thought about games that I would recommend for everybody, as well as games that I would recommend for you guys. So, for everybody, I think there's two games out there right now that I think everybody should try out. Obviously, if you're not playing Warzone, the Battle Royale for Call of Duty, go play it. Point blank.
Where the fuck have you been, really?
Yeah,
it's
First of all, it's free, but second of all, it is probably the most polished Battle Royale because it's coming with that AAA Activision sort of veneer, right? And first and foremost, it's fun. Like, I don't find Fortnite fun. I think it's too much shit going on. PUBG is too slow, too methodical. And at this point, the only people still playing it are much better than you are. And, you know, all other Battle Royales, I just don't rock with them. But I've been playing a lot of Warzone, and it's great.
I will say that there's one negative to it. It's 100 gigs.
Yeah, it's big.
It's huge.
Ginormous.
It's a lot of space.
Yeah.
Well, because you have to download the whole game. Yeah. Like, that's the problem with it, is you have to download the whole game to play it. So
that's kind of...
It's crazy. But the second game that I will suggest for everyone is kind of more of a genre, but I think everybody should have sort of a sim city builder or resource management style game. And the reason why I say that is because this is a time where people are really anxious and a lot of stuff is happening and people are really, 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 really sort of high strung. And I think it's very cool for everybody to have a game, whether it's like Civilization or City Skylines or anything like that, that they can just kind of chill and focus on that. Animal Crossing is another one that just came out. So, you know, have a chill game where you can just kind of sit down and zone out and there's not that pressure of like, oh, I got to be better. I got to get good. Like, no, just calm down. And I think those are good games for everybody.
All right, cool. Anyone else want to kind of general recommendation, kind of throw those out there?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and do both of those as well. I actually just had the one that I was going to do, but I like Norris's idea of sort of having a sort of specific one that he thinks would be cool to get into, and then one just sort of for everyone. My everyone one isn't a specific one, but I think now is the best time, whether you've been into them or not, to try and get into an MMO. There's still plenty out there for you to choose from. But, you know, what's great about MMOs is whether you're looking for something casual or, you know, you really want to be able to deep dive into something and really dedicate a lot of time to it, just about every MMO offers you both of those sort of paths, you know, into it. So again, I'm not going to try and, you know, try to funnel you into a very specific one, but now's the best time. And if you want to get into WoW, let me know. We can do the recruiter friend thing.
Hang on.
I'm not going to quickly funnel you into one unless it's WoW.
It's very funny. Very funny. But
like, Robbie is playing WoW, Nate is playing ESO, and I'm playing 14. So that's like three big MMOs. If you want to holler at us, come play it. Like,
that is true.
You know,
but whatever. What are some specific titles that you would recommend?
Obviously, Final Fantasy 14, despite it not being my cup of tea, is still an easy one to get into. It's also probably one of the most casual ones to be able to jump into. World of Warcraft is something that's easier to get into as well. There's also a wealth of content between the 9 expansions that they have now. And you're in a lull period now where a new expansion is about to come out. So if you end up hitting it off with it, you know, it's you know, you have plenty of a reason to get in right now. And even ESO is something that I think is really easy to get into. And if you're looking for the MMO experience but don't necessarily want to have to rely on the you know, the social aspect of it. You still just kind of want to treat it as
exactly.
You still kind of want to treat it as a first player game. You can absolutely do that from like beginning to end in ESO, as far as my experience with it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, most of what I do in ESO is just chug through quests and have it tell me an interesting story. You know, the one thing about ESO that I kind of think is not in its favor is, like, it's got a really limited ability system. Like, I think it's 1 through 5. You've, like, got 5 assignable abilities and then a Q and an E. It's not
very complex.
It doesn't.
It's and stuff go.
Exactly. And you really only have a few variables that, you know, kind of dictate your character loadout. So, in terms of like mechanical depth for ESO, I'd say it's fairly shallow. And that's not necessarily a strike against. It can also be played very casually, and a lot of enjoyment can be found out of it. So, you know, there is that. I will say that.
As for the one that I'd like to recommend to you guys, and I think this only applies to 2 of you more than the other 2, because I know that you watch it get streamed a whole lot. But I thought very carefully about this, because I know that even games that I enjoy and think that they're good games, based on your guys' taste, isn't always going to work out. But I do think that if you haven't, everyone here should check out Control. It's a game that can easily...
I knew that was coming.
In a week or two, the first expansion is coming out here. Actually, very, very soon. I know it's here
in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, near the end of March is when it was supposed to come out. But, you know, I know that Norris, you watched quite a bit of it, got streamed. You've recently just hopped into Horizon, and I think you wrote an article about how you're kind of sad you didn't get into it when it first came out. And yeah, I think that Control is right within that same vein. So, I would recommend that you guys check out Control during your time.
And Nate should play it because he just loves Twin Peaks, and Control is
exactly gameplay. Gameplay aside, just overall the themes in like the writing and just this world, I think, is right up Nate's alley.
It's one that's on my list for sure.
Yeah. Okay, so I've got two. My general one for everybody is your Steam backlog. There's
yes. No. 100 games in that thing.
Kelly,
pick one.
That's lazy. That's lazy.
There is never going to be a better excuse to crack into it. If you don't do it now, you have to admit those games are gone, and you may as well delete them.
Neither.
Might as well. No, I'm sorry. If this can't give you an opportunity to crack into your Steam backlog, delete the games out of your library, because they're never getting played.
I honestly thought that Chad would have the worst opinion this time around, but it was Callie.
How dare you? I'm telling you, that is
lazy pick.
If you don't do it now, you'll never do it.
That is so unimaginative.
Boo.
Good for you. Anyway, you picked Warzone, a game that came out last week, so don't start with me.
It's free!
It is free, I agree. And everyone's playing it already, so awesome pick. Anyway.
Shots fired.
Mass Effect is a game series that I didn't get to play the first time around. I only played it recently. And I've started going through it again. If you miss this, go back to a time when BioWare didn't suck. Like really, go back to a time when they made things that were fun and interesting and genuinely will make you laugh and enjoy yourself. Go back and play the Mass Effect trilogy. You can skip Andromeda, I promise it. You can skip it. But
unfortunately, you have to do it through Origins.
Yeah, I mean, unless you have it on 360, yeah, you have to do an Origin. Now, that said, if you do on Origin, you can mod it. And if you mod it, there's some really cool mods that you can do with the game to make it way better. There's one that makes it so the elevators take like half a second instead of 10 minutes. So that's nice.
Appreciated.
Yeah, very nice. Anyway, those are my recommendations.
All right, Chad.
I am still appalled at Robbie's saying that.
I'm sorry,
I
you
the
have
worst
the worst
opinion.
You do.
Whatever. Says who? Says you. You're the only one.
You wanted to put Thin Mints at the bottom of our Girl Scout.
Okay, that's one instance that fine, most people would probably agree. But I wanted, first, this isn't a recommendation, but more of a reminder of a game that like everyone should just play it because it's fun, is Tabletop Simulator. Remember that that game exists, so all your board game times still can exist. Just a little reminder.
Game Simulator.
Tabletop Simulator.
Tabletop Simulator. Okay.
Yeah, it's like yeah.
What kind of...
Every board game you could ever imagine
it's
in there.
It's basically like a sandbox sort of sim thing.
Yeah, it's so like a Gmod.
Yeah, but people basically have remade all types of different board games.
Oh, okay.
So you can play like Monopoly and stuff like that.
So anyone
who's a good game, at least.
What? That's a great game. That's a
Monopoly.
Do you not like board games?
That's a board game.
I thought you were saying Tabletop Simulator is bad. Look, Tabletop Simulator, beautiful game.
I was saying it's a better board game than Monopoly.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you wanted to play Monopoly with your family and you can't see your grandma or something, maybe you could show her how to download Steam.
Is it multiplayer? Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yes. Okay. Yeah,
Callie,
so you're not playing
by
yourself.
Like someone who never actually won at Monopoly. That's what that sounds like.
Robbie, to be fair, nobody's ever actually finished the game on Monopoly.
That's true.
No. If a sibling leaves, walks out, or throws the board, you won.
No, I have to say, we're all losers when we play Monopoly.
I'm not. I win every damn time.
Anyway, well, we're going to have to do a tabletop sim and play it.
Monopoly.
Yeah.
Anyway,
there's no cheating in Tabletop Simulator.
What's your game, Chad?
All right, my game, my recommendation, again, because it's free for everybody, is at least I'd get Callie on this one. Magic the Gathering Arena is free. It's actually, they've done a really good job at kind of making the new packs fun to play. So if you're a trading card game person, like...
Now, what if you're not?
If you're not,
like
I have another one.
90% of the same people in this world.
I mean, you say that, except how many people played Magic? Like,
yeah, I mean, I still like have
played Magic at some point.
You want to hear something cool that they do in this? If you buy an actual pack, like an actual pack from the store, like at least in the newest packs, you get a code and you can play that exact deck in the game, which I think is awesome. That's really cool.
That is actually pretty cool.
McChizu did are awesome.
McChizu sang Runeterra over Magic the Gathering Arena.
I've not played it, so I can't tell you.
I've played about Runeterra is pretty cool. There's a lot of really interesting sort of rules and aspects to it, yeah.
All right, well, you know, whichever one. I'm not here to hate one or another.
Riot seems to be nailing it. They seem to be killing it.
I'm gonna back you up on this one, Chad, because at least Magic the Gathering Arena will keep you from going into a game store right now,
right?
And like spreading the plague. So yes, I'll agree with that.
Yeah, they're doing a good job right now. I like it. Yeah. It's fun. I know you're not everyone's cup of tea. I'm trying to give a wide array. All right, but here's the one for you guys, and this is. It's kind of.
Do I want to take quick bets on how bad this one's going to be? As
it's. You know what, Robbie? This one's not for you. It's for everybody else but you. All right, you're not allowed to play this game.
Okay.
But it's a nice game that you can play with your friends called Nine Parchments. And I don't know if any of you heard of it.
So dumb already. I'm glad I can't play it.
It's a cute game, but basically it's
That's how I want my game sold to me, guys. I wanted you to be like, it's a cute game.
It is. Well, the whole process is that like you and your pack of four have to go and just fight through. But the way that the things that I didn't understand is that you have to use your mouse to click on where you want to attack. So it's kind of like you're using your WASD and your mouse at the same time to control the whole thing, which is a little weird at first, but it gets easier. But the one thing that I didn't realize until later is that when you cast a healing spell, even the monsters that are in that healing spell area get healed. So that's a little heads up if you ever do.
Okay, so this looks like a sort of like a dungeon grinder.
Yeah, it's a lot like
Diablo.
Diablo style. Yeah, it's bit like that.
It's
bad suggestion.
It's a Diablo clone. It looks like if it was a Diablo clone that was made in the Fable engine.
Or it looks like Bravely Default means Diablo.
I hear Diablo. I hear everything I don't like. So
Kelly, I need to apologize to you. Chad's opinions were worse than yours.
I don't know this. I'm actually watching the trailer of this. It doesn't look terrible.
It's actually very fun, and the fact that you can play with like four of your friends, it gets really hectic real quick, and it's actually a lot of strategy involved because
here's the problem.
The way that the game goes.
Nate's four friends are here, and ain't none of us playing this one.
I'm playing. You know what, Nate? Me and you. Let's go in. We're going to play around.
Let me ask you a critical question of whether or not I will play it. How much Like, on a scale from 1 to 100, how much whimsy does this game contain? Because it seems very whimsical, and I don't do whimsical.
I mean, 60% whimsy, 30% anime.
I'm not getting much anime off of it, which is
70% whimsy.
I would say it's a little bit. I would say it's whimsy, but it's like they don't take it seriously. The whole thing's just like the cutscenes are goofy, but the gameplay is solid. So if you can get past the cutscenes and just get into it, which they only have like one at the very beginning, and then that's about it.
Is there a character that has a voice like this?
No voices, so you don't have to worry about it.
Okay,
it's
good.
All read.
All
right, you just read it. So you that's can make bad. Up your own goofy voices if you want.
No, that's thank you. That's I don't want bad. You to do that ever again. Thank you.
All right.
Hey, so give me something for everybody. Get out. Leave.
All right. So here's the thing. I got another suggestion. I have more specific suggestions, right? So, Chad, obviously, you should play Resident Evil when it comes out.
Well, that's an
actual good game. Sure. But not only that, but you should be playing the multiplayer, which the beta starts, I think, next
Hell
week.
Yeah.
The open beta for it. So it's supposed to be like a Dead by Daylight slash, or it's Resident Evil's take on Dead by Daylight, kind of. So
yeah, it's got a lot of differences, but yeah it's got that similarities. I got you.
I think you would really, really, really enjoy it. So I think you should play that. Robbie, I actually was going to suggest that you play the Control expansion, but you beat me to it, so whatever. Nate is the hardest person to nail down what games I think that they like, because Nate was firmly on, like, I like Elder Scrolls, never got into Fallout, and then out of nowhere, he just became the Fallout guy.
The hardest thing for Nate is getting him to pick something.
Yeah. So I don't really know Nate, but Callie, first of all, I think you should play a great game called Shut the Fuck Up. and what? Second of all,
brutal.
There's a game coming out called Spiritfarer that you can play the demo for on Steam. That, I don't know, it looks really cool. Again, another chill sort of like resource manager kind of thing, and you build a town on a boat. And it's cool. It's really cool. I played the demo for a little bit. And I think you'd enjoy it. So
this looks like a game that's going to make me feel things I don't want to feel.
Hang on. Speaking of which, Callie, have you played Life is Strange 2 yet?
No.
How?
No, I have not.
How? I assumed as much because I hadn't heard about it ad nauseum.
You know, I wonder, are you afraid that it's not going to quite live up to Life is Strange 1?
So here's the thing. I'm going to go ahead and preface this by saying I'm a bad fan.
Wow.
Okay. I loved Life is Strange 1 to the extent that the fact that they've moved away from those characters in that story, I've lost a lot of interest. Oh. I'm one of those fans, and I feel bad about it because I love the company. I love basically everything they've made. And here's the thing. That's happened to me with other things, and eventually I'll have nothing to do. I'll play it and then go, all right, it's great. I love it. It's wonderful. I'm sorry I waited so long to play it, but okay.
I'm just happy because I straight up was like expecting this, like, it's because they black thing.
No, and I'm happy.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
I'm happy that didn't happen.
No, I turned it around it. Clearly, it's because they're not lesbians.
Oh, see, facts. Okay. I dig. I understand.
Okay, so I'm just going to point out a few things. There is a plague at the moment, so now you have plenty of time. And it's good timing, because I think Chapter 4 came out like 2 months ago, so not everyone on the face of the planet has played through this thing yet. I'd say go play it. That would be my recommendation for you.
Yeah. I think that's reasonable. I think now is good. Like, I'll probably finish up the Mass Effect trilogy and then dive into that next.
Yeah. Oh, McCheesy in the chat saying Shadow of the Colossus is free if you have PS Plus.
Nice.
Go play that game.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Go play Shadow of the Colossus if you never have. It's a game you can play and enjoy once. So
yeah.
You might as well.
Might as well do that one time.
You know Life is Strange 2 is $1.99. What?
maybe per chapter. I don't know.
Yeah, it's 75% off. The whole bundle is 60% off right now.
There you go.
Not bad
you,
at all.
You have officially run out of excuses.
Yeah, I'm buying it right now.
Yeah, I actually reject the fact that you can play and enjoy Shadow of the Colossus once. I literally own 4 copies of Shadow of the Colossus.
I'm going to agree with that, because even for someone who might say, like, well, it's the same game every time. Callie, you're playing through Mass Effect, you know, for the second time. Are you actually making different decisions? Because most people don't.
I am, actually. I'm going differently on most choices that I have. I'm going almost full Renegade at this point.
Yeah. Interesting.
I'm Paragon with whoever I'm romancing, Renegade with the rest of the world.
I'm going to throw out one more recommendation on the horror side.
Hold on. So you're Renegade in the streets, Paragon in the sheets?
Yeah, pretty much.
I was going to give you a horror one, since that's usually where I shine. Is I'm going to recommend Forest, by the way. Well, the Resident Evil, but that's not out yet. But I want to go something that no one's played. The Forest?
Yeah, I've heard good things. Yeah, I've heard
good
things.
And the sequel is coming out.
Yeah.
So play it now.
The sequel has intrigued both me and Nate. We should maybe think about doing a stream of the first one, maybe.
Do it, because you could play, I think, up to 4 people, if not more.
Interesting. So we can invite Norris and Callie.
Nope. Yeah, I'll just watch and cry.
It's not happening.
Chad, have you ever played Alan Wake?
I have, yes. Oh, okay. It's one of my friend's favorite games. I have played it. It's very good.
I thought you were about to say the same thing that happened to Nate, which is you watched someone play it, and then you thought that you played it because you watched someone else play it.
I wouldn't put that past me, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, that only happened once, and I rectified that. I went back and I played the shit out of that game. In the horror vein, there's a game I haven't played it yet. It's in early access, and I'm waiting for another couple of injections of content before I take the dive. But GTFO is a game that is on my radar. Like I kind of legitimately want it. It's $35 on Steam, but it's like a 4-person horror driven survival. But like you have to like the tasks that you have to do are very specific, and the game doesn't like put like a quest marker here. Like you got to figure shit out for yourself. And all of from everything that I've heard from the developers, this sounds like something that is way up my alley.
The only downfall I saw of that one was that people were saying it's so hard. Like, that's the only reason I've just stayed away from it, is because it seems like so hard. And not to say that I stray away from hard things, it's just like I could see me getting frustrated having to do the same thing over and over because I'm just stupid. You know, I don't know.
I think that's a good question though. Like, what's a game that you really like want to get into, like personally, since, like with all this free time that you have?
Well, hang on. I never actually got to throw out like
a
recommendation for everyone.
Go ahead, Nate. I'm sorry.
So I am going to preface this by, everyone knows what it is. It's Fallout 76, but I'm going to preface this.
Take it back. No.
Shut up. I can't.
Renee has the worst answer.
I preface this.
I still hate Chad's the most.
By saying that I am a part of the Wastelanders private test server. That's all I can say about it, because the NDA specifically states you can say that you're a part of it, but that's it. That's like literally all you can say. So Wastelanders comes out in April, and I want to encourage anyone who's had a passing interest in this game, now is the best time to go pick it up. First of all, it is half off on PSN right now, so you can pick it up for $20. That's a great deal. You can probably find it cheaper on PC other places, but it's you can find it very, very easily. The second reason is it is essentially an MMO. It's, you know, a Fallout MMO, and if you kind of tune out a lot of the noise around the uglier aspects of the game, a lot of that has been fixed. You know, whether it's been hot fixes or patches, the game is in a pretty good space right now. And what I'm willing to say of what I know of Wastelanders is that enough of the world is going to change that it's going to feel like if you felt like you missed out playing Final Fantasy 14 1.0 and then when you felt like you missed out when you went and played A Realm Reborn.
You did.
But if you had that feeling, if you had the FOMO, you're going to, I think you're really going to have it here. Because, you know, I think a lot of opinions are going to change once Wastelanders comes out. I think a lot of people are going to give this game a second look and are going to be happy with what they find. And if you are have a passing interest, curiosity, you know, want to get prepped for this new awesome content, now is literally the best time to do it. That's my suggestion. I have literally plugged hundreds of hours into this game and still enjoying it, still finding stuff, still discovering shit. It's fantastic. And I've always thought it was good. And the more people I see that give it a shot, that are the reaction is always the same. God, I can't believe I listened to some idiot YouTuber to tell me what to think. So that's my recommendation.
So they want you want them to listen to an idiot podcaster that's telling you what to think.
Yeah,
precisely.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
No, what I'm saying is try it for yourself and make your own decision.
I dig.
For anyone who found enjoyment in Fallout 4, I would definitely say that, you know, there's a lot of crossover appeal there. Fallout 4 is another game that's like hugely discounted right now on PSN, to the point where I was like, I kind of wanna, but like, I don't need that level of, you know, being absorbed in something in my life anymore.
That's me making a new character in Skyrim right now. It's like, ooh, I'm tempted, but ooh, that'd be like literally all of my life.
Also,
pick up a new Bethesda game right now, like, or restarting. That is the last thing I want to do because that's all I'll end up doing for like forever.
Also, this weekend is double XP weekend for 76, so good time to level up a new character as well. And if you play on PC, you can always add me. I'm playing a lot, so. I'm happy.
Did you hear the sadness in his voice when he, like, it was so dead?
I'm playing a lot, guys. Come help me.
If that one person wants to join me.
Lonely, damn it!
It's the corona. It's keeping us lonely. I will also remind everybody that the new DLC for Dead by Daylight, so for my Dead by Daylighters out there, it's really actually kind of fun. Like, the new map alone, super fun. So, I would say play that too if you haven't already started, or at least download that new DLC.
All right. Well, somebody else had a recommendation that they wanted to throw out there, didn't they?
I was saying, like, what is something that everybody really
that you
want
to get into
themselves? Yeah,
that's a good question.
I don't know.
After break.
You know.
Yeah, let's do it in break.
Well, I do have an answer. Metro. The Metro series is something that I've wanted to get into.
That's not a bad
one. That's a good series right there. It's hard as shit once you leave like the basement area or like the underground area.
Yeah, but that's like 2/3 of the friggin' game right there.
It's pretty early on. You get out pretty early, but like it changed. Like the gameplay goes from like, okay, I can deal with this, to like, holy Christ, real quick. Like it ramps up.
Which one did you play? Did you play 2033?
The first one, yeah. It was 2033, yeah. I've been playing that one because I want to get up to Exodus.
I had tried Exodus out at E3 and was like super impressed with it. And it made me go back and try 2033, which I liked. I just didn't like playing it on PC. So now that it's on Switch, like, I'm so tempted to go pick up
Do
Metro
it. Let me know how
2033
it
and last
like, It just seems like... You know, like Fallout, but scaled harder. Am I it's incorrect like, for it's, feeling
it's like
that
if
way?
Fallout and Doom fucked and had a baby, this would be the game, because it's terrifying like Doom, like the demon aspect and how like fast paced it is, but it's got that kind of like travel, look around, feel of Fallout.
The one part that really made an impression on me when I was trying Exodus out at E3 was like, there you were going into, you were like had to infiltrate a flooded church, and it was other, you were fighting other people, so it wasn't like, you know, ghouls or something like that. So I don't know. It's a really interesting series. I want to know more about it. I do know that all three titles kind of directly connect. It has a connecting story. So if you want to understand it, you should play it, like, and play it in order.
They're all Redux too. Yes. So like they have they're like updated. Upscaled.
You know, I might try and install that later today and try that again. I tried at one point, but there was some issue with Steam that wouldn't let me install it. But maybe I'll figure it out.
Yeah,
good game.
Yeah.
Well, coming up next on Checkpoint AFK, we're actually going to switch topics and recommend some movies and TV shows. Stick around. That's ad next on Checkpoint AFK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is a new talk show and podcast all about Overwatch. Join me, Robbie Landis, alongside Overwatch League caster Jake Lyon, as we have discussions on strategy, gameplay, and community weekly with various guests from the pro scene and beyond. Want to join the squad? Tune in for new episodes every Friday as your primer for the Overwatch League weekend matches. Stay on the payload and find new episodes every Friday at CheckpointXP.com or download from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts.
Hey everybody, this is Norris Howard from Checkpoint XP on Campus, your number one resource for college esports and the world beyond. Whether it's finding out who Maryville stomps out next in League of Legends or who's the top school in college Call of Duty, we have the rundown for you. Also, come say hey during the Twitch broadcast too. That's every Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Get the Checkpoint XP on Campus podcast at bpodstudios.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't go AFK on us.
Follow us online at checkpointxp.com.
Checkpoint AFK.
It's Checkpoint AFK, Checkpoint XP's lifestyle show. Welcome back. Now we're going to talk about recommending some quarantine movies and TV shows. A lot of time on our hands with the whole COVID-19 situation that's going on. So real quick, we wanted to also recommend some TV shows and movies. I think I'll start this one off. Chad, have you ever seen Twin Peaks?
I have not.
You should watch Twin Peaks. I think you would have an appreciation for how creepy it is. How
you are shameless, Nate. You are
funny. So predictable.
No, I genuinely think that Chad would like Twin Peaks.
I mean, I do like the scary nature of most movies or TV shows, at least. So
it's
all right.
I would definitely say that it is. I mean, like, it was like
what's
the birth.
Scary? It's unnerving.
Yeah, it's unnerving. It's weird. It's very stylized. Like, it was, you know, from like the 1988, 89.
See, I think the issue is because I had watched me and Kate had watched, like, I think the first three episodes, right? And because we're not into that type of sort of show or even movie, it doesn't register right away, and you just sit there for a while being like, what the fuck are we watching? So if that is something that Chad's into and he's seen stuff like that before, then yeah, maybe he'd latch right onto it. But I didn't get creepy or scary from any of the first three episodes. I just got what the fuck.
The fact that you like Alan Wake is what makes me recommend Twin Peaks, because Alan Wake is very...
Alan Wake is Twin Peaks the game.
Yeah. There's a lot of homages to Twin Peaks in Alan Wake. It's one of the best TV shows ever made. So I genuinely think that you would enjoy it. I also think it's like, it's kind of got this like, throwback vibe because it was made. It's like such, it's such an anachronism. Yeah. Like it elicits a very specific time and place in Americana. And I don't know. I think you'd latch onto it.
Is it on Hulu or?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. The original run. So there's a couple of different pieces of Twin Peaks. Watch the original series, the first two seasons. Then there's a movie that's technically a prequel, but you do not want to see the movie before you see the series.
This is already just this.
It's not
already peak Twin Peaks.
It's not that complicated. Don't see the movie until you've seen the series.
I would actually like to piggyback off that for a similar reason at the end there, and I'd like to recommend Farscape. Four seasons of it. I believe it's available on Amazon if you have Amazon Prime. Sci-fi, but it's interesting because most sci-fi stuff, especially with this, which was made in the late 90s, early 2000s, I believe, most sci-fi has a shelf life of 5 years, because as special effects get better and better, you go back and watch the old stuff and you're like, oh my God, this is
unless
terrible.
It's Star Trek.
No, I definitely agree with Farscape.
Right. But for a similar reason to both Star Trek and is the way that they did their effects, right? This was done through the Jim Henson Company. So there wasn't as many special effects as there were practical effects.
Yes.
Okay. So it all still holds up very, very well. Ben Browder, Claudia Black, both, great sci-fi actors from the 90s sort of era. I just think it holds up really well. And similar to how you said that Twin Peaks exists in this sort of very specific time, I also think that you get that same sort of vibe from Farscape, especially because of the pop culture references that the main character, John Crichton, makes, being, in space and in these alien worlds. He makes all these references that none of the other characters get, but you as the audience totally latch onto. But honestly, it's one of the best sci-fi and sort of 90s era TV shows out there, and has, in my opinion, one of the best love story arcs of all time.
I totally agree with that. I love Farscape. I've never seen it front to back, like the whole thing. I think I've probably seen it, because I've probably seen every episode as it was kind of being aired on Sci-Fi Channel. But I've never gone and watched them in order. And yeah, that's one that, like, kind of along with the one with the big round thing.
Atlantis, Stargate?
Stargate, yes. That so kind
the
of
the difference with Stargate is there's 19 seasons or something.
Yeah, Stargate got a little bit out of control, but some of the cast from that show cross-pollinated with
when Farscape ended,
yes.
They had replaced the main characters who had left Stargate with the Farscape leads.
Yeah, and so I don't know. I also liked Stargate, but not as much as Farscape.
I didn't like the show. I liked the movie, but I do not like the show Stargate.
Stargate?
I don't know why. I don't know why, but I never liked it.
Stargate was actually one of the I don't want to say first for sure, but definitely one of the earlier sort of TV shows that had experimented with the idea of like the MCU CW Flash universe type thing, where all of the shows that they had spawned would constantly cross over with one another.
Yeah, I think they would owe that to Power Rangers, who were doing that in the 90s.
Stargate was also the 90s, though.
Which they would owe that to the Sentai series that they took all the footage from the 80s.
Yeah,
the Voltron.
Whatever. Everything's a copy of a copy.
Yeah. I've got two that I'd recommend. One, just because the new season starting up next month, if you missed watching Harley Quinn, You got to go watch it.
Oh, it's so good. I have to watch it.
You haven't started watching it yet, Nate? I thought you did.
I saw the first
episode. Oh my god, he started.
No, I really want. I don't have DC.
I'll get you hooked up.
All right.
Remind me afterwards.
I gave them a lot of flack for the Kaylee Cuoco casting as Harley. I will eat the crow on it. I'm wrong. She was awesome. She did a great job.
That whole voice cast, the way that they interact with each other is pretty spot on.
It's on the DC streaming service. Yeah. You know what? Drop the $9.99 for 1 month, binge them in a day, and you can uninstall. Like, it's fine. But it's worth watching. So that's my first one. The other is a series that I'm getting ready to start. I've never watched it before. I don't know how I missed it because I absolutely love everyone on the cast. Parks and Rec. I never watched it when it came out.
Really? What? That is such a good show.
You'll like
that. That's what everyone says. I'm excited to watch this show.
I actually prefer that over The Office, and I know that's a hot take, but
not a hot take at all.
No, okay, all right.
100% correct.
It's similar, but such a different humor at the same time.
Right. See, Parks and Rec is funny on a episode by episode basis. The Office gets good when you're familiar with everyone's character.
Right. That makes sense.
Right.
Yep.
So, I got a suggestion to where if you have never watched this show and you still have HBO, you need to go watch it, which is The Wire. If you never watched The Wire, take this time to go watch The Wire, and you will see why most people call it literally the best TV show ever made. If you haven't caught it, I think it's that good of a show. Also, if you got Netflix, go watch Castlevania. You can watch the whole thing in like two
hours. Yes.
It's
like
really
the Castlevania anime is legit, like, good. It's really, really good. So those are probably my two. I'm personally watching Narcos Mexico right now because I love me some cocaine crime dramas. So if you're into that sort of thing, watch the whole thing of Narcos, because Narcos Mexico starts like intertwining with like the Pablo Escobar Narcos, and it's like the whole MCU of cocaine, and it starts getting together. And so, like, it's great. It's really good. So like, you definitely should watch it if you're into like crime dramas and stuff like that.
So one that I want to throw out there, this may be a little bit off the beaten path. I don't really even know where.
Of course it is, Nate.
I don't even really know where to go to, like, which streaming service to tell you to go to find it. It was available on demand on my cable service. Viceland has done a documentary called The Dark Side of the Ring, which is all wrestling stories. And I've seen the first season, all of the first season. They did like Macho Man Randy Savage and Elizabeth. They did the Death of Gorgeous Gino. Let's see, the Montreal Screwjob. So it's not all people dying.
It's available if you have a Hulu subscription.
There you go. Awesome. They also did one about the fabulous Moolah, they are just about to start their second season, and the first episode of their second season, they're doing Chris Benoit, and
that's gonna be rough.
Even the trailer had me like, oh my god, this is going to be brutal. They interview Chris Jericho for it. I think they talk to his son. They're not easy watches, but it is probably one of the best documentary series that's on TV right now. So if you like wrestling, if you watch wrestling almost in any era, there's something here that you'll be able to find really interesting. So check it out, The Dark Side of the Ring.
I got two for you. One, me and Robbie.
I want to hear them.
Actually, you're going to want to hear. Well, you've seen them both, so it's not a big surprise. And we've talked at length about both of them, Robbie. So meh. But the first one is Hunters on Amazon Prime. I highly suggest that one.
I've been meaning to watch this.
It's kind of in this. It's after, obviously, the Holocaust and all that horror, but it's
about 30 years after the war.
Yeah, like in the 70s, and it's kind of like later on when, I don't know how to explain it, like when Nazis are kind of trying to regain America.
The idea is that all the Nazi scientists from the war were actually then recruited into the U.S. so that the Soviets didn't get a hold of them.
That happened.
Which is based on reality. Yeah.
It's based on a real story, yes.
So yeah, it is based on a real story, but the idea is that...
they're trying to start the Reich again.
Yeah, well, they don't get a whole lot into that. There's definitely a lot more set up for the future, but...
Well, they referenced the next Reich a lot one of the episodes.
The Fourth Reich. But Al Pacino's in it, and he basically leads a group of... Jews and minorities that are basically going around trying to weed them out and find all of these Nazis. And it has a very almost comic book-esque sort of take on
it. So it's like The Boys Nazis.
It's a little bit like that. And then add a little Tarantino style here and there. Not all the time, but just every once in a while.
I don't remember if it's the writer or if it's the director, but one of them in one of the clips for it, you know, said that growing up she would hear all these stories or he would hear all these stories from his grandma and would always think like, wow, this sounds like super villain type stuff. And that's sort of like the take that they took on it. It's really cool.
And all the bad Nazis, you know, that they go after, it's just they are so super villain like, you know, there's not one good shred thing, like where you might think, they might not have known what they were doing because it was a weird time of miscommunication and like misinformation from, you know, everything. No, they are legit evil MFers, like literally, you hate their guts the entire time. So you're like, good, I'm glad you're dying. As bad as it sounds, but this great show, highly recommend. It's on Amazon Prime. And the second one, most people probably don't have the service, but Apple Plus has Mythic Quest, which if you want to binge through a show real quick, Mythic Quest is fantastic. It's got what's his name from
Charlie Day.
It's Rob McElhenney.
He's so funny in it. He's playing a similar character.
He's not really playing Mac, but he kind of is a little bit.
It's a little Mac-like, but it still plays well into the dynamic of this kind of office scenario of like just all these different just quirky characters working together that make the best game in the world, similar to, I guess, what you consider World of Warcraft.
But what's great about Mythic Quest is for the first time, this is a show that's about gamers or like nerds, and I don't feel like even a single time we were ever laughing at them.
I don't feel pandered to either, which is really nice.
That's enough to make me want to catch it on.
They did a lot of things that I applauded them, like when they went to like conventions and stuff, and how they're kind of over it and stuff like that. And it was really funny because at least for us, you know, when we go to
these
things,
we've all been there before.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it's kind of like, we have to be here. It's just really funny. But I want to ask everybody, I'm not going to spoil it. I want to know everyone's opinion on Twitter. If you guys watch it, episode 5. And what you think of it. At me. I want to know your opinion, and for good or bad. It's a weird take. It's just a really random thing that I didn't hate personally, but I'm just curious what everyone else thinks.
The good news about that show is you can watch the first episode and you will know whether or not you're going to like it. It's not one of those things where anyone's going to be like, you got to watch 3 or 4 episodes. No, at the end of episode 1, if it's not your show, don't keep watching.
Yeah,
if
and they're half know, hour.
Good news, keep watching.
Yeah.
All right. Because I want to check it out, but I also don't know. I got like 2 other series I'm watching. I don't know if I could commit to it. But if you guys say it's an easy watch and I know by the first episode, I'll check it out.
You can watch the entire series in five hours. So
yeah, it's like 20, 30 minute episodes. So yeah.
Oh, okay. Dig it.
Yeah. 3-4 hours and you're done.
That's what's up. Okay, I'm interested.
All right.
I'm interested.
Any final recommendations?
No, I think obviously, you know, go through your backlog. I hate to agree with Kevin, but it's true. Go through your backlog.
Rewatch the MCU.
Yeah, if you're into any MMOs, or if you guys see us online, like, drop us a line, man. We're always looking to play with folks, especially now that everybody is at the crib pretty much for most of the day. So, and I'll be back on League pretty soon. I'm currently moving. So once I get my internet and everything set up, I'll be back on League. So, you know, the usuals like Michizu and Echo and such in the chat, we'll be able to get it in a little bit later on this weekend, early next week. But yeah, make sure you guys, you know, drop us a line, hit us up on social if you're trying to get down on some games.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for Checkpoint AFK. Thanks so much for joining us today. CheckpointXP.com is where you can find out more info about the show, interviews from past episodes, and a whole lot more. That's all over at CheckpointXP.com. Stay up to date on all the latest by following us on social media. That's CheckpointXP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. And if you like the show, consider dropping by our Apple Podcast feed and giving us a rating and a review. Checkpoint XP is a production of Beasley Esports XP. For the Checkpoint XP crew, Callie Sloan, Norris Howard, Robbie Landis, and Chad Callahan, my name's A. Bender. Keep listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.